Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Don't tell me you skipped this one, too.
This wasn't on it.
It's a fun little tune to get going to.
Be on like swim aerobics for the elderly.
Backstroke, bitches. This became the most popular radio bed for every show. The instrumental when it came out.
This?
Yep.
I don't even know who sings it. I'm very familiar with the song, I just don't know.
It's All American Rejects.
Oh.
Coming to Clemson Fest this spring. With Big X the plug.
You might get symptoms of diarrhea, thoughts of suicide, anxiety, swallowing your tongue, falling asleep at red lights, and whatnot.
Do you require vaginal mesh? We all been there, some of us.
Do you have any used catheters you're looking to sell?
Oh, goodness.
Did you drink dirty army water?
You and your army water.
Let me tell you, before
Jeff,
we get
to come ask you.
This call, and I'm glad that she's here, is I've been corrected, but these people are arguing with themselves about lady part piercings. Like I said, the one thing is called a Princess Diana, but...
Oh, no, is it?
Yeah. The Prince Albert for... I was like, do they call it the Prince or Princess Leia, I think is what I said. But it's a Princess Diana. But people are like... Well, you forgot about the horizontal piercing, or there's one called the Christina, where what? Venus and the, is it Labia Majora?
I nailed it.
Yeah. But then the one, these two people are arguing with each other, and they're not even talking. It's a forchette or a forchet. This woman says it's at the front of the vagine near the perineum. This other woman says it's located near the entrance, the rear entrance. I didn't know there were two different entrances for it, first off.
Wow. It's called the danger zone.
The rear entrance of the vagina near the perineum. That piercing can only be done if there's a penetrable amount of skin in that area. So I got a pinch of taint to do it?
Do they have pictures of this when people are arguing about it?
Like, ow, quit pinching it so hard. Well, I'm trying to get a pinch worth.
How would you even show somebody that?
You're in stirrups. You have to be.
You got to be.
Like, do they, before they say, hey, man, I want to get my forchette done, or whatever, forchette? I'm not sure to speak anything of an American, but they, like, hey, do they need to look at it first to make sure you have enough penetrable skin?
Yeah, I think the OB has to do it. Like, we'll see how many centimeters dilated you are. We're going to go ahead and pierce your chode.
OB topping. Okay. Gosh, she's using her real name. Her.
She don't care.
I'm just verifying that. Right, Tiffany? You're cool with your real name being on?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Do you have any piercings you want to talk about?
No, not any on my vagina.
All right, no, man. All right.
Wow.
Okay. So you contacted us yesterday during the 9 o'clock hour, which we're just usually catching up on time and don't really have the most time. But you have, what was it you said, Fat Boy, in the little promo that really, you said this is a direct quote?
She said, I'm not a bitch, but I'm going to be when I come on your show.
Okay. That's what it was.
Which is powerful.
Pretty much.
Okay. So why are you going to be a bitch on the show today? Toward us? Or?
Yeah. No, okay. not with you guys at all. I'm getting married in March, late March, and my friend Holly is supposed to be my maid of honor. And as of now, there's no way she's going to be able to be in the wedding, and I just don't see how it's going to happen.
Oh, man. Why? What'd she do? I mean, did she do anything, or
something? It's what she's not doing, more so. Like, I've been on this girl for months to lose weight, and she needed to lose around, like, 40 pounds to be at a healthy weight, and she told me she was going to lose the weight, and I don't know how serious she was about that, because it's not happened. It hasn't happened at all.
Oh, man. Well,
so,
okay. I'm going to wait to hear the rest of what you have to say. Like,
okay, yeah.
When you say a healthy weight, is that, and to be honest, because we don't know each other and all this, but like when you say a healthy weight, does that mean to fit in the style of dress that you want? Because you're really not concerned about her health as much as you want her to look good when she's in the pictures.
I feel like I'm concerned about both, but yes, I want my pictures and my wedding to look a certain way, and she doesn't fit that picture right now.
Yeah, but here's what I would do. I would do a cocktail hour prior to, that way everybody has a buzz, and then when you do the photographs, put some kind of filter on there that smushes her gut together or something.
I mean, that could work, but we got fitted for our dresses back in September, and like she knew that the wedding was going to be in March, and said, and like she could not.
It's not baby weight, is it?
No, this is no. We're grown women. This is not baby weight.
No, I don't mean from her childhood. I don't mean from her childhood. I thought from a recent childbirth.
Oh no, she is a single female, has no kids.
Okay.
So she has no excuse. She just needs to get off of her lazy ass and get in the gym.
Ooh.
But the thing is, like, we got fitted for our dresses, and I, like, my fiance and I paid for the dresses for all of like my wedding party.
Good Lord.
And nice. Yeah, thank you. And she knew what size the dress was, and said, oh, I'm gonna lose the weight. She has not lost anything. So she's like, I don't know what she's going to do with this dress, but she is always strapped for cash. So it's not like she's going to be able to pay to get it altered.
Jesus.
So is that just going to be on me? No, we already bought you this freaking dress that you said that you were going to be able to fit, and you haven't lost the weight. Then we have the holidays, and you know, I'm a bitch, but I'm not that big of a bitch. I knew that people gain weight, but it's like, dude, you haven't done anything to lose this weight. And she's gained like 5 to 10 extra pounds. And I'm like, I feel like my hands are tied. Like I don't see how she can be in my wedding if she still looks the same.
Even if she's in it somehow, this is going to be what you think about.
They should make all bridesmaids' dresses out of that flex stuff.
Make it comfortable.
Like the Under Armour shirts.
Yeah, like that compression or whatever. Is there not one of those heavy-duty skims that you could slide her down into to pop in?
I mean, I don't even think that would work to get her to fit into the dress. She needed to lose like a good 40 pounds. And now...
That's not realistic.
No, she had time between September and March. Like, that was enough time to do it, and in a healthy way. She just chose not to.
Why not
so
get a dress
now I'm just like...
Go ahead.
She's, I don't know. Sabotaging my wedding is what it feels like.
It sounds to me that you got a dress that didn't fit her in the first place. I would have fit her to what she was weighing at that point, and then if she lost weight, have it altered.
I mean, to me, she had the option of saying she didn't want the dress. She had the option of saying she didn't want to be in my wedding. She said yes to both, so therefore she said yes to losing the weight.
Is that enough time to lose that much weight? That seems like
that's kind of
a pain in the ass to get married. I mean, God bless.
This point of view,
you pick your people, you do all your stuff, but then, like, I can't fully sit here and like be on your side about this because, like. Where is let's quit saying you care about her health. You might, but if you wasn't getting married right now, it would be of little no concern.
She would care more if it were a different situation.
For sure. So
Yeah.
Who down deep are you? Is it because of the pictures, or are your other friends going to think less? Like, in your, where's that mindset that this is so bad if she's up there spilling out of the dress, or, you know, she's heavy or whatever? Like, she's your friend, like your real friend?
She's my friend. I mean, I made her my maid of honor. So a lot of, like, my family and friends, she knows already. They know her. I just, you know,
so they know
I don't want to look back on my pictures and feel some type of way and know that she could have done more when she's not done anything at all.
You should see, oh God, I hate to even mention this. You should see how stupid Fatboy looked when he was in mine. He was standing there with this duh face, and he didn't want to be there. He was just like, and I should have seen that as a sign to run the other way, but I didn't.
I knew the reception was going to be fun. I wanted to be.
I think you should just get another.
That's because it was a
buffet. When is the wedding again? I'm sorry. How many weeks do you have left?
How long before you get married?
It's in late March.
Okay.
Late March. So it's like the last bit of March. We're having it that weekend.
Why don't you get another dress and have that altered appropriately to her body type now and just love her the way she is?
She's got to buy another one.
Because that's not realistic.
Yeah, and this is, God, I didn't know people still said Bridezilla, because the whole text line is saying Bridezilla over and over again. Yeah. But I
know.
Well,
because
you bought
it's
the
my
dress.
Wedding. I can't have my wedding the way that I want it to be and look the way I want it to.
Yeah, to a point. But again, like I've been to so many, I don't like them unless there's an open bar. But I've been to a bunch of weddings, and I don't remember what people were wearing.
No.
And I'm not attributing that to the open bar either. Like, I just, now women, different thing. They can remember. Yeah. Oh, I went to that wedding 7
years
ago.
Yeah, we wouldn't remember that.
Would not remember it. So to women, wait, I can't even tell you. Well, yes, I can, because I remember the picture of, there's this one fat boy didn't know we were taking a picture, and he's looking away, and he's like,
nobody told me.
Yeah, this is on his mouth, whatever. But it's a day that,
but it's fun.
I have never met a woman or a man or a woman that ever said, yes, our wedding went off like without a hitch, and it was perfect.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's fairy tale world. It's like your family pictures, everybody, the kids are so perfect and everything's so perfect. But the hell that happened right before that picture where everybody's smiling. If you don't smile right now, I'm going to take your switch from you.
And this
you're
is
bringing back a lot of memories here. Yeah.
This is going to bother old Tiff as long as she remembers. Just this whole situation.
Oh, I'm not trying to scold you, because I'm superficial as hell too, but it's one of those things where, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not. It's one of those things, though, where she can, I'm drawing this off a text after I was reading through all the Bridezillas. It says, maybe your friend, you said, I believe you said she's single. Is she the last of the friends to be single?
Yes,
boom.
She is.
Boom. Dodgeball.
When you said she was always strapped for cash, is she always trying to hit you up for whatever? Loans?
Yes. So even with her having to, like, if I was okay with her getting a dress that actually fit her, like, she wouldn't even be able to pay for that herself. So here I am having to buy a second dress for her to accommodate the weight that she was supposed to lose. Even if she only lost half, that would have been good. But the fact is that she's made no effort. And that's like a reflection of her life, too. Always strapped for cash. Single. Like, I don't know.
But people that have weight problems, you're putting unnecessary stress on someone for your own gain. And
she's putting unnecessary stress on me. It's my wedding.
If she started right now, would she even have enough time to lose half?
No, she wouldn't.
This is like a movie.
That's a lot of weight.
She could lose at least 10 pounds. I mean, it's January. She could lose at least 10, maybe 15 pounds. You know, big people lose weight faster.
Yeah.
Big people.
Big people.
Y'all wonder how big she is now.
But, well, larger people lose, I mean, like, fat. I mean,
what?
You start dieting as a bigger person, you lose a lot, and then you plateau, and then it slowly just comes off.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. If she just stopped drinking soda. Like, she would probably lose 10 pounds just off of that. If she walked in the evening, she would probably lose, you know, another 10 pounds off of that. Like, she just has to do something. She's not doing anything, and all I hear is excuses.
Why don't you accept her for the way she is? Get her a new dress and just be done with it. And you focus on yourself.
Too much to accept.
Because you're not happy with your wedding.
No, I'm already paying for this whole... I'm already paying for the whole wedding. I owe her another dress.
See, that, she can't go buy her own dress because it's not going to match or it's not going to be the same quality. That's going to stand out to her.
You know, I went to a wedding one time where the bride told the bridesmaids, these are the colors that we're using. Wear a dress that matches. And certainly there were a couple different shades of this. I like to call it garnet. Many of you would say maroon if you're a Clemson fan. And but it was different styles. I'm like, you know, it's not the cookie cutter that everything like needs to be. I know. I liked it too.
Yeah.
I went to a wedding one time where they had a lady preacher.
What?
Yeah.
That's progressive.
Wouldn't say God either. They said the universe brought you together. And I'm what are we doing here now?
Even the Episcopal Church has women preachers. Come on.
I was making a joke about that part, but the other part about the universe, I'm like,
I don't know if I can fault you. I mean, it is your wedding after all.
Thank you.
It might come off as a little bit bitchy, but I mean, it's your wedding at the end of the day.
I just think you should refocus yourself on making yourself happy.
And, she is. Yeah. She's trying to get this girl to slim down.
Yeah, but that's for
her happiness is very vain.
That's for your pictures and whatever you're trying to prove to yourself. But, you know, the time goes so fast during your wedding. Just enjoy it.
It does. And nobody's going to remember.
Nobody cares.
I do like the idea of the different shades. She is the maid of honor, so maybe I can look at her closet and see what she has. But I don't know. If I don't like anything, I may have to tell her she just has to watch.
Reassign her to the guest book.
Get her another.
Yeah.
Let another person be your maid of honor.
I want to say this to the women out there. If anyone ever asks you to be a guest book attendant, turn it down.
It seems like an easy job.
Yeah, but you were not important enough to be in the wedding, but they thought you would be offended if you were not in it, so they put you on guest book. Don't do it. Turn it down. I will barkeep. That's it.
What if Tiffany could be doing her a favor? Maybe she's feeling this pressure. The friend, she's like, I can't ask her to not be in the wedding party, but if she offered me to not be in it, I sure would take it.
What if she caught the garter belt?
Yeah, she may be embarrassed too, and I could be saving her.
See, I don't think she's a good friend of yours because you don't speak very highly of her.
She's got a sexy voice, though. I like her voice.
Yeah, no. You don't sound big at all like your friend.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Who do you look like? Is there a celebrity you resemble? I know you're about to get married. I'm not hitting on you, but you have a very pleasant voice.
Thank you. I think I look like Kim Kardashian, but I sound a lot better. I don't have a whiny voice like she does.
God,
really?
I ain't got nothing for you then. Literally. Yeah, I'm white as the day is long. All right, it's a preference. You don't. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Although Chris Humphries. Not Adam
Humphries. Shout out.
Oh, Lord. Norman High School. It wasn't Adam.
That was
Chris
was.
I mean, even if you made her have liposuction, she wouldn't be healed in time for your wedding. So this is kind of ridiculous.
Chris not change someone's life because of a wedding. Like,
I mean, it's
she couldn't heal from
ridiculous.
A fat suck in 2 months.
Getting surgery? Like,
No, but the thing is, if she had started back in September, she could have easily adopted a new healthy lifestyle and made some positive changes to her life. This is what I'm telling myself, and this is what I'm sticking with. So the fact that she hasn't done that just shows that she doesn't want to do that. And yes, maybe I am like really thinking about our friendship and who she is as a person if I want her in my life. Because anyone who is just going to be lazy and sit on their ass, like, no.
Do you have a big butt because you look like Kim Kardashian? Like, is that one of the draws? Or are you referring more to the skin tone and the hair color?
Skin tone and hair color. Yeah. I work out, but my butt is not nearly as big as hers.
Yeah, that's
again
that's
getting
actually,
married. Thank
it's
you.
Hers.
No, that's good. That's good because then if you had a big butt, the train would cover it up. So that's
you
good.
Would.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, I'm sexually gratifying myself right now. Not that way. I'm just making this.
Right, getting married. Getting married.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do it with kid gloves because, like, I mean, I've been fat as hell before, and I mean, look, it's a struggle.
Yes, it really is.
I losing weight and I mean, why do we eat to survive? But when you overeat, it's more of a gluttony, pleasureful kind of thing. But once you like get it out, like there is this missing kind of pleasure zone that you don't have anymore. Because some of the food I eat absolutely sucks, but it helps me lose weight, and I am now 9 pounds away from my goal.
And we don't know why this girl is overweight. She could have a thyroid problem. You don't know.
She could have a She could.
Guess what? It's not Tiffany's fault if she's got one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking. I didn't want to say it out loud, but you said it. Thank you.
Do you have a stepfather who was born a woman? All right.
Oh, my God.
I wish you the best of luck, and I know your intentions are good, but definitely watch your words with her before, you know, you tell her that. Because, I mean, that could be just awful.
Just save her some grief and unfriend her.
Or just go have lunch with her every day and drop something and then and pop her with an Ozempic.
Tell her she's too ugly for you.
Give her a shot in the ass every day. And then she's like, God,
I'm just
going
to invite her to the gym with me from now on. Be like, hey, what are you doing? Meet me here.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, trick her.
Hopefully it's not it's a judgment-free zone and everything will be okay. Mm. All right. Good luck.
It is. We'll go to Planet Fitness.
I'll see you there. All right. Thank you so much. Good luck with everything. And have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
So the lady's really going to be
wowee.
The maid of
whore.
Paige,
that word you hate's being texted in a lot right now.
What? Oh. I wasn't very nice
to
her.
You were trying to make me say it just then. I can't.
I can see that going both ways.
I can't, Paige.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't say it. You can, but I can't. You can, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Can't never could and blank never would. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know you enjoy these this day in history. I want to give you this one. It was one day ago yesterday where the great Jeremy Ellenberg said, "It takes as long as it takes."
Yep. And you know what?
I'm going to get that put on a plaque to hang on the back of the urinal door.
Guess what happened yesterday? It took as long as it took.
It took as long as it took, and tomorrow's going to take as long as it takes.
The boss usually hears from me at a certain point in the afternoon.
He said boss, not balls.
I had to text him and say, look, boss, I ain't got to do that thing yet. I'm over here doing other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm wrenching on a car. He's like, is it broken? Which I knew why he asked that.
When you say you call him boss, it sounds like it's the little short, I know I can't say that word, fidget that was on Fantasy Island. Boss, it's the plane. It's
tattoo?
The plane, boss. Yeah, tattoo. It's the boss. It's the plane, boss. He's talking to the plane. There's my boss flying in, man.
I sent the boss a meme of himself one day, and he saved it and sent it back to me. It's a picture of him that says, it is good.
Nice.
Or he'll do the thumbs up.
Speaking of bossing, and the boss of you and the boss of me and the boss of everyone, that's the government. And it's just a question that I have. And Fabboy, you're the, well, I can't say that. Paige what? Presents the news, but I think even Paige will admit Fabboy consumes more news than the two of us combined.
Oh, definitely.
I am the news condensor, I guess you could say.
Because you like all of it, like more tabloidy stuff, and
I'll consume it all.
You and my mom would have
a
short term podcast.
God, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
let's call it. Have you seen Monk yet?
Limited series. Yeah, what a bunch of crap! You don't hurry and watch it. We're gonna take it away. It's like they're still saying Jack Frost leaving soon. It's like, my God, it's almost middle of January. Out of here,
dude. You know what we can call it?
What?
Fun Smoke.
She loves Gun Smoke.
I know.
I got her a Chuck Connors card because, you know, he played ball.
He's a rifleman. He was in the Yankees organization.
Yep.
A lot of actors were. Drake Hogeston as well.
You can even talk about how it may snow next Thursday.
See?
There's a 40% chance, but then it may go up.
I know better about that.
That's what people do around here. It drives me crazy.
The minute we have any kind of wintry mix, they're going to use that fear tactic on you for the next month to 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday I was over at Boiling Springs Sports Cards, and Travis, you know, they're a partner.
What's up, T?
Travis is like, you heard what's going to happen next week. And I was like, my boy's coming back home. He's like, no, not about Trump. It's like, they're calling for 6 to 8 inches.
Ooh.
And I'm like, you're not making a Frank Thomas joke, are you? He's like, no. It's going. I'm like, God. And my first concern is I need the power. I don't want to lose the power.
I can't handle it anymore.
Dude, it gets to the point to where a certain local weatherman has to come on the TV and say, look, stop saying I'm saying this because I ain't saying this.
Ridiculous. Okay, so I was so more around accuracy. I mean, it would be hard for them to be exactly accurate, even though they have Doppler radar and everything.
But which is... I mean, I'm not taking away from anything.
Can't predict the wind.
Yeah, but everybody has access to Doppler radar if you just go to the website.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm looking at, but there is access.
I don't know what it means, but I can look at it.
Like, I can pull it up.
But they know more they're meteorologists.
Remember the other day, it looked like a penis was coming to South Carolina on the...
It did.
The storm front.
It really did.
Got us excited for nothing.
It was Hurricane Peter. Here he comes.
There's three things you don't talk about. Weather, politics, and race. Yes,
but that's all they talk about on the news.
It is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true. And the other thing, speaking of the snow stuff, is with all the trees that went down, I'm talking about the upstate, not only, but I'm only seeing that from my point of view. There's still a bunch of down trees on the side of the road, but near where a place I go, near my mom's house, there's an old school that obviously the city or the government or state, whatever, owns that land. They've taken all those trees that they've been collecting over the past 2 months, putting them there and shredding them into mulch.
That's brilliant.
But here's my question. Are they going to sell the mulch, or do we get to get it back as taxpayers?
Oh, I see.
Because they did us a favor because they came and got it, but we also pay for that service as taxpayers.
I think they're probably going to sell it.
They're
going to
sell Knox White mulch.
They might let you, you know, come up with a trailer load full, or
yeah,
they might break you off one or two, but got to make some money.
You got any hay back here?
It's got to go to the general fund.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, that's another thing. Like, they're going to Greenville County Mulch Company. We're going to be buying our own trees back.
Oh, they can sell it to other parts like the of the country days. That need it. Yeah. You need some mulch?
Or, yeah, this I'll is coming from a water. Government, a state government that lost $1 billion and then found it again, right?
We got to take a break, but that's something we can talk about if you want to.
You lost it, but you found it again.
Remember, there was $1 billion, right? State of South Carolina?
Yeah, just a little over $1 billion, a hair over. A sack hair over $1 billion.
That's some brilliant accounting there.
God bless.
Brilliance.
We can get into it.
Okay. We can talk about that, too?
Actually, I misspoke.
You want to step outside?
It was $1.8 billion.
Almost two. Oh.
Billion, with no L's.
But suddenly it's been...
Some funds weren't allocated.
We'll tell you what they told everybody yesterday. What happened.
Load.
Thank you.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's not.
They're changing all the time. They really are. Talking about laws and stuff. Several people are texting in. And again, I'm playing this as though this person knows what they're talking about. There's no immediate plans to sell the mulch. All right. They don't mean they ain't going to give it away, though.
I'll tell you what. They just voted in, I don't know if it was the school board. I think it might have been. I just saw a blurb of it. The Greenville County Schools want to replace grassy field with artificial turf. I don't know if it's just a football thing or what, but look, a lot of pro athletes don't like playing on the stuff.
You get scratched up.
And it's going to cost, $24-25 million, I think, was the number I saw.
What do you think, your Burns High School?
So you have to sell a lot of mulch to get them going.
Christ.
I mean, if you're going to put it in Serena Stadium, you might want to look. I like where it's at and how it looks. I think you should restore it to the glory days when Burt Reynolds played there.
Oh, God. It looks like the way Soldier Field used to look. Like an old school stadium. Like you could see Greek people going there to watch a guy fight a lion or something.
It's big, too. It's big.
Really big.
A lot of seats.
Huge. Like old was it Soldier Field in Chicago where they did the motor? Evel Knievel or somebody made a ramp that went all the way down Soldier Field stands and then jumped over the field.
Was that there? Might have been.
It was either there or Lambeau. It was one of those two old school because they have the columns that look Roman. Not
yes,
I almost said Roman Catholic. Your style of building is Roman Greco-Roman is the word I was looking. He was on Days of Our Lives.
That's definitely Soldier Field then.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's the only thing left are those that little bit at the front. All right, so the $1.8 billion that
billion
suddenly. It, you know, oddly enough, didn't make the news as much as it should have.
No, usually when you saw it in the news, people were arguing over how to spend it. What they should do with it, people were like, you know, it should be rebate checks for people, state taxpayers. Well, they just got back in session in the South Carolina State House yesterday.
Listen, this load of bull.
Henry McMaster told reporters there is no $1.8 billion surplus.
Evidently, I wouldn't think so.
Well they're saying that it never existed. There's no missing money. There's no stolen money. That it was an accounting error from a decade ago.
He's going to have a super yacht on Lake Murray this
I know. And when it switched systems, they said $200 million of it actually existed, and that's been off the books because they used it. But, yeah, so that money was – how do you argue over – okay, here's the thing. Say it was a software error, and it shows you have it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you physically have the money?
Yeah, it's just like a buddy of mine tells me about Bitcoin. It's like you don't have anything till you sell it. You have numbers on your phone. You don't have anything till you sell it. So
it's very true.
And it's like banks, you know, your $100 you put in your savings deposit, your savings account, they're lending out 9 times.
Well, everything is like down to the penny, though, with government. You have to, because you have salaries to pay, you have roads to fix, you have things that are allocated for that budget.
Ukraine.
And it's not like, you know.
That's probably where the money Israel. Actually went. Israel or Ukraine, one of the two.
That's why they vote on things and they just don't pay things out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they're pointing fingers back and forth saying, look, you know, it's the treasurer's fault. Treasurer's like, nope, it's not our fault. But that's just, wouldn't that something that would have been found out?
That's a big part of your budget.
Way sooner than this. Hey, that money doesn't exist.
But at the same time, if for it to, like, you know, we're kind of pontificating that they found it and then they got rid of it or whatever. You would have so many people that had to be in on that lie. And you'd have really to would. Pad their pockets to do it. And
plus, why would we have it? Why would it just mysterious?
Yeah, where did that come? Did they find all the gambling money? They're finally, oh man, we haven't been paying college tuition.
But with every government, if you have a reserve, you don't say, oh, we got this reserve, so let's spend it. You keep your reserve because something may happen, you know, like a hurricane or, you know, where you or you need to fix
things. Well, the celebrities will save us then.
How do you?
No.
You know, the way everybody's looking at all the famous people out in L.A., like, what are you donating? It's like.
Yeah, really.
Like, there's the girl, God, you mentioned her name yesterday, Spencer Pratt's wife.
Heidi Montag.
And then the girl she did the song with.
I don't know who she did the song with.
Oh, I got it. Leighton Meester.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's on there talking about that song recalled up in virality. Like, people are.
Yeah, she cut an album, Heidi Montag, 15 years ago. And they lost their house. And, you know,
right.
Spencer Pratt was like, if you can go, please go stream it and make it number one. It would help us out.
Leighton Meester. It's so weird. I guess TMZ, whoever, sees her out, I guess yesterday, and said, hey, something about this song. She's like, we're donating all the stream proceeds to that. And then this other, you know, they're not real reporters. They're people with just cell phones and out there. Of course, what is a real reporter? Just regurgitating. But
yep.
They said, well, what are you doing personally? And she just stopped and looked at him. She's like, I lost my house.
Oh, wow.
And she did.
Oh, that's
but
sad.
That's the mentality. And I'm guilty as hell of it, too. Like, you know, when Oprah goes over to Hawaii and all that, and she was donating all this money, but then back into that was also buying some land.
Yeah, they're talking about, you know, survivor's guilt with some of these celebrities. Talking about Paul George, the basketball player last night, whose house is okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, a block away, it's just crazy that it's not engulfing everything in its path.
Yeah.
It's real selective somehow where it goes. But they were talking about, man, the GoFundMes for fake organizations that look real, the shields and logos look legit. Even they're ripping off the Red Cross.
That's where GoFundMe has to, like, intervene and check, especially when they're, you know, reporting. I can tell you this. Back when we were, and I have no heat, and we don't have any heat with them, but back when we were affiliated with Toys for Tots, there were so many fake Toys for Tots Instagram pages.
They really
I mean, just tons and tons of fake ones. And I'm like,
they would take PayPal and everything else.
There's a special place in hell for you.
That's just horrid.
It says here that it jumped up that album 740%.
Yeah.
To where it could reach the Billboard 200.
Yeah. That's amazing.
But look, I'm glad though, but what are you really going to see off of? You know how the streaming is.
I know. On one hand, there's like, yeah, we're going to donate all the streaming.
The record company gets everything.
We get 17 cents per 10,000 downloads or whatever it is.
Yeah, you get a plaque now, like, you know, DJ Khaled. If you hit literally a billion streams, that's what it's going to take to see any kind of, you know, royalties off it.
God bless. That's a good question. If it's $1 million back in. Okay, let me read this again. If this was $1 million back in the day, people would take to the streets, but that's the problem today. That's almost $2 million, and this is a side story at the end of your hour. Hey, man, look, we had fussing to do, and that,
come
that
on,
lady
man.
That was bitching about her wedding dress.
Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiff. I mean, Tiffy. That is insane, but.
And her fat friend.
What? Are we going to storm Columbia?
Yeah, no. Exactly. It's, you know, I saw FEMA was rolling in with the one-time checks and payments, which you can ask everybody in Asheville. Is thanks, I guess, a thought that counts, maybe, but it's, what, $700 that I don't know how much they're getting in California, but that's a one-time thing.
Yeah, but, and then their insurance is getting canceled, you know, by those two majors. One of them's a partner of ours, but that's their business. I mean, I don't get it, but go for it.
So what about when they try to go rebuild? I'm not 100% sure everybody that had a house owned the land it was on. So there's another issue. Insurance companies are going to be like, no, like, we're not making money. And then they can say that and then legally do whatever. And it's okay.
I'm not saying that I want, I have to watch my words because this is the world we live in now. But, and I'm not saying I want this to happen. But, like, how does somebody like Gavin Newsom, I want to call him by what Elon calls him, what Gavin Newsom, how is he walking around not in fear of his life? And, like, people, like, literally taking shots at him or, because he's on there arguing with Elon on X yesterday. And even his people were saying, dude, quit arguing on X. Get them some water. They ran out of water the first 5 hours. The reservoir when they go is already empty. Like, a lot doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think he said, or he was under the impression that multiple reservoirs were full when they weren't.
That's the problem, though. When you have your team and they say, oh, yeah, it's full, boss, then you, that, okay, that person lied to you. Also, you should have an oversight committee.
I would think.
He said he asked for an investigation, but, you know, he could be just saying that. Who knows? There's so many angles. We still haven't, you know, they haven't figured out the...
There's angles among us.
They really are. They haven't figured out the arson angle, which, look, they're legit catching people. Not saying it started the whole thing, but, you know, it could have started something.
And one of the saddest yet sweetest things, I know you've probably all seen it, there's a fireman standing there, and there's this house is engulfed, and you can hear a guy say, all right, that's it, we're out, referring to the water. He goes and gets a orange cone like you use in parking and starts dipping it in the excess water that's on the ground and starts throwing it. I mean, just not helping, really, but just
something.
Trying. And I'm like,
something's better than nothing when you watch something burn to the ground.
Let's look at, like, Ryan and a lot of Max, all these bigger home builders. Yeah. Let's look at the what these homes are built with. Like, there's got to be some kind of fire retardant, and I know there is,
and they have to be seismic safe out there for the whole state. That's like, you know, metal and four studs reinforced.
I don't understand how structures burn that fast that are, if they're wood, I get it.
Yeah,
I don't understand how brick burns like that.
Back in the day, those old wooden roofs in California, I mean, if people still have those, I can see how they can, it can be spread from house to house.
I had a hot tin one.
An old Tennessee Ernie over here.
Yeah.
Or Williams. Whatever. I hope they figure it out soon.
Yeah. And also, catch a break. I'd like to get some money back from the state. That'd be fun.
Get you a rebate check.
I haven't in years. Well, I'm not going to say that. They got the one that time.
Somebody will investigate you. Oh, it says here, man, public record, you got money back.
Yeah, I did. I did. I didn't get no loans, though.
Paige, Jesus. What are you doing?
That was going to have some fun on it, Paige. Mm. All right, speaking of you.
Yeah.
Hold on, I just got a text. Let me make sure it's not pertinent. Nope, not. My Netflix renewed. Paige, what is up in the press?
Praise Jesus. Well, we're going to talk about this very famous woman who wasn't what we thought she was because she actually fat shamed someone and hurt her feelings.
It's Tiffany from earlier.
Harriet Tubman.
No, not at all.
Harriet Tubman. No.
Betsy Ross.
Is that an actor?
It depends on who you ask.
Okay.
Marion Ross.
You'll find all that more next.
Paige, do you know what Marion Ross's character name was? Mrs. C?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, boy.
Morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.